This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
A healing zone where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and even more important than that, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. Welcome everyone to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, here in the capacity of helping you to become your own best doctor most of the time. And if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, and I hope you have, well, then you've come to the right place. This is your chance, your opportunity to become independently healthy, as opposed to way too many people here in the U.S. dependently sick. A chance to resurrect your good health safely and naturally exists right here, right now. And we can get started with that task should you have a health-related challenge going on right now and you need help. Should you have some type of a health-related problem, you're in a quagmire with your health, you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, I'm here for you. And I'll do my very best to help you out. In fact, I've been accused of giving good mouth-to-ear health resuscitation. Guilty as charged. So you're encouraged to help me help you with your health right here, right now. The toll-free number into the program, should you want to call in and ask a question either about your own health and how you can get back on track to feel good again, or somebody else in your life who's not feeling so good, not doing so good, and you want to help them out, you can do that as well. Our toll-free number into the show nationwide, 888-553-7262. Call in right now, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B, 888-553-7262. And remember always, the extension of the radio show is my personal website where I post up news from around the globe. And there's also the area where podcasts, recordings of the show live that you can access free and unfettered 24/7, 365 should you have an internet connection. They're all there at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor there. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Dr. Bob Martin. Boy, we have a great show for you today. Oh my gosh, so much health related information that you'll want to know about and know more about. We'll get to many of the conversations, but we're going to start with the discussion of tonsillectomies and your tonsils. Now, I don't know about you, but when I grew up, anybody who pointed to their throat or had a throat infection, had pain in their throat, or had swollen glands, or had snoring, had their tonsils removed. I had my tonsils removed, which is equivalent to having an immune system abortion. That's what tonsil removal is. And it's usually completely unnecessary if you know what you're doing. Now, granted, there are cases of tonsils that must come out because people wait too long to do anything about it with children. Tonsillectomy, the medical procedure, has major long-term risks that most people don't have any knowledge or information about. So parents and grandparents get caught off guard thinking little Johnny or Sally, with their chronic sore throats and complaints and can't breathe and can't sleep well, now just take their tonsils out and be done with it already. I mean, God had a bad day on the tonsil day that he developed. Tonsillectomies, the surgical removal of tonsils, is still very common. It was much more common when I grew up, but today it is still very common, way too common. One half million times annually, still in the United States, this surgical procedure is performed on children younger than 15 years of age. Now, again, while tonsillectomies may reduce patients' short-term symptoms of chronic sore throats and not sleeping well and having sleep apnea, even in these children, it is problematic. Really problematic, and most people, again, as I said, do not understand the significance of it. You look at a journal of the American Medical Association that was published probably 4 or 5 years ago studying almost 1.2 million children reporting that removal of the adenoid or tonsils in childhood was associated with a significant increased risk, relative risk, of later respiratory problems. You see, the tonsils, think of them as sort of like Venus flytraps in the back of your throat that protect you from infections, bacteria, and viruses invading deeper into the lower respiratory system. So when you lose those tonsils, you're literally bare naked in the back of your throat, and those infections down the road, because tonsil removal is only, a partial answer to the problem. It's really not an answer. It's really creating a problem on a long-term basis, even though there's argument for children who are so bad off because their parents wait so long and are feeding them so terribly with their food, not realizing it, and other conditions which allow these children to become so infected and their immune system so compromised, they're living in cat hair and dog hair and mold and yeast and stuff within the home. The environment is so toxic to them, and their food that they're getting is so ultra-processed and devoid of nutrients that the children don't have a chance for their immune systems to work. They're under constant siege, and the body will eventually find its way or to the development of some kind of an infection. But yet we see still 500,000 times annually in the United States these children under the age of 15 having their tonsils removed. In my opinion, again, because I've treated so many cases of tonsillitis, there should be an argument for, watching and waiting for children to get better after they seek out care for the reasons why these children got sick in the first time and allow them to heal up naturally. In fact, I hope someday to learn that before any tonsil is ever recommended to be removed, that doctors will wake up and say, look, your tonsils are an important part of your immune system. We don't want to lose those, that's for sure, because it can create long-term problems for you. And you certainly don't want that. So I'm going to send you, I'm going to refer you to somebody, another different type of healing art that can address the underlying reasons why Johnny or Sally got the tonsillectomies or tonsillitis in the first place. First, you're going to need to go under the care for the next 6 weeks of a naturopathic physician. And then after that, you're going to see a chiropractic physician for 6 weeks. And we're going to try to clear this problem up so you can save your tonsils, because they're part of your immune system that was supposed to be there for an entire lifetime. They serve an important role. And when you lose those, you lose part of your immune system. Not good. And if that doesn't work and those practitioners see the need, they may refer you to an acupuncturist, because that also might help these children get over their tonsillitis. Or you might be referred to a homeopathic doctor to use some remedy to help these children come around. These are all things that can be employed and have been employed and have saved countless children the risk of undergoing tonsillectomies, a mostly unnecessary surgery. Now, again, the Pediatric Association years ago said, okay, look, we shouldn't do this routinely, gentlemen and ladies, because it's just not necessary and we are compromising these children. I don't think they've gone far enough. And we'll complete this topic when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Some nutrients can be very difficult to absorb, which means they may not deliver optimal benefits. The Gamasorb delivery system, exclusively available from Terry Naturally, changes that. Gamasorb is a plant-based material that binds to nutrients and makes them more bioavailable and absorbable for increased effectiveness. Gamasorb has been shown to increase the absorption of certain fat-soluble dietary ingredients, in some cases by as much as 8 times. When you see the Gamasorb symbol, it means you're getting a supplement with a unique delivery system that is the key to amazing absorption. Gamasorb is paired with premium ingredients, including CoQ10, propolis, and berberine in exclusive Terry Naturally formulas. Try them today. Find the Gamasorb delivery system in Terry Naturally products at your local health food store or terrynaturallyvitamins.com.
Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today, 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. We so appreciate you tuning into the program today. Later on in the hour, we're going to be talking about this new COVID variant, Arcturus. That's what it's called. Another variant, Arcturus, there's some numbers behind it, I won't bore you with that, is already in more than half of the U.S. states. health experts first detected Arcturus, a highly infectious virus spinoff of the Omicron strain of COVID, in New York late January. But it has spread now to 26 more states and triggered 235 cases, with hospitals emerging in California, New Jersey, Virginia. The new variant is believed to be the most infectious version of the Omicron to date. And, of course, they tell you that because they want to have you get another booster and another one and another one. It's just that slippery slope. You know, you start with, look, just get the shot. It's 96%, 94% effective, and you won't have to worry about getting the COVID infection, COVID-19. You won't give it to anybody. All completely disproven and complete fraud. But we'll get into that later. We're talking about tonsillectomies here at this time. And if you've lost your tonsils like I have and you're as mad as I am about it, call in. Let's talk about it. I can console you. I wish I would give anything to have my tonsils back. My tonsils were removed when I was a child unnecessarily. And had my parents been aware of the fact that there are certain things that I should not be eating and certain things that I should be eating more of, and the awareness of other things that could have been employed naturally in time to save my tonsils, I would have never had my tonsils removed, and I would have not had as many respiratory infections that led to a pneumonia two or three times after that because I lost my tonsils. And if you've lost your tonsils, or maybe you have them, and you want to comment on this, you may do so. Our number into the program is 888-553-7262. Children are still losing their tonsils. There are very few that are actually necessary to have any surgical removal. If you get on top of these problems that they develop children early and often, you can shut it down and they can preserve their tonsils and not have them taken out. That's the goal. But that's not the goal with allopathic doctors. Their goal is, of so many of them, not all of them, so many of them just look at the tonsils as a problem needing, you know, a solution medically, surgical, that is, which is pretty much all of what they do. There are so much evidence that shows that you can help children of all ages with their tonsils if you can get them soon enough and modify their behavior, their lifestyle, through their parents so that they can save their tonsils. We know that there's been all kinds of studies that have proven this. A Taiwan study showed that patients with a history of tonsillectomy had the risk of deep neck infections almost two times greater than others. It's a Canadian study suggesting a strong association between the history of adenoid tonsillectomy and the development of these cysts that occur in the back of the throat area. And there's so much information about how it's irrefutable the role of the tonsils in our immunity. And when we lose our tonsils due to unnecessary, mostly tonsillectomies, the mechanism of infections rolls deeper into our bodies and can cause horrendous trouble. And although the tonsils, particularly the adenoid at the upper part, serve as the frontline defense against infection, their role is often isn't often adequately recognized by conventional medicine. They just don't. So, but not all doctors look at the tonsils and adenoids as infections waiting to happen. And a lot of doctors do, unfortunately, just say, hey, let's just get them out and take care of the problem already. Not realizing the long-term implications of tonsillectomies. The tonsils and the adenoid normally shrink as we age. They do. That's just a normal sequence that occurs, just like the thymus gland. As we age and as our bodies are exposed to all these germs and so forth that we're in contact with and our body practices, we develop antibodies and we strengthen ourselves and we see these things. And the next time we see them, we'll be stronger and better off. But they can get large in children. And that's a concern, especially when the child is having trouble swallowing, they can't breathe at night, they're having pain. However, their activity the tonsils in early life is essential for normal immune system development and long-term immune function. When the tonsils are in an intense battle with these invading germs that we come in contact with orally, and we don't get enough support, they can become inflamed, and they can become larger, of course. As a consequence, these severely enlarged tonsils may cause difficulty in swallowing. They can obstruct the breathing, and of course, that's when the flags go up, and doctors refer to the ear, nose, and throat surgeons, and they have these, and otolaryngologists, they have their tonsils removed. Most of them completely unnecessary. And as I said at the beginning of this, if doctors would look at these young children who have tonsillitis in the early stages and say, look, let's do everything we can to keep your tonsils. I'm going to send you out to doctors, different forms of healing arts that can help to clear these infections out safely and naturally, drug-free. You're going to need to go see a naturopathic physician. You're going to see a chiropractor. You're going to see a homeopathic doctor. You're going to see an acupuncturist. All of those can be employed to help children remove the impediments, the interference that may be occurring through their eating style, through their environment in their homes, through the lack of nutrients, structural problems, because we know these children, all children, fall down. They injure their necks, their backs, their spines, and it reduces the neurological connection to the tonsil tissue, making it almost seemingly functioning on, let's say, 7 out of 8 cylinders or 6 out of 8 cylinders. That leaves tonsillar tissue in all the immune system susceptible to these infections. The question to ask is, will removing tonsils and adenoids successfully treat illnesses such as recurring throat infections or these obstructive sleep apneas in the long term? Well, not necessarily. The swelling is primarily caused by a buildup of lymph fluid containing these viruses, the germs, and increased immune cells. And swollen tonsils indicate that too many soldiers, too many immune system cells are injured, suggesting a significant battle between the viruses and the immune system. That's what it means. And accordingly, the root cause of tonsillitis is a weakened immune system. So the strive should be, let's get their immune system working so that the swelling in the tonsils will go down by modifying what got them there in the first place. That doesn't happen. What happens is doctors, surgeons remove the tonsils, and the same reason why they got their infections never leaves. They don't change their or modify their diets. They don't modify the environment these children are living in, as in get rid of the cat and the dog hair out of the bedroom, clean up that, and look at some of the other factors which could lead to the the case of these children coming down with tonsil and adenoid infection. That's not considered. It's always a quick fix. Let's surgically remove it, ask questions later. These long-term implications are extensive. I mean, when you look at part of your immune system being summarily removed, you're asking for big trouble. Chronic sinusitis, ear infections, lung infections, asthma, go down the line. And yet there are simple, easy ways to solve these. We're going to come back. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse.
What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
The Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program. Now, I'm going to, after we finish this segment here, related to the topic of tonsillectomies, a medical procedure with major long-term risks that most people don't realize or don't understand because they're usually in a state of panic trying to get their child squared away in the doctor's office so they don't have these problems. There's long-term implications. I will finish this in just a moment. And if you want to, would like to call into the program and ask a question about your own personal health, whether it's with respect to tonsils or not, or any health-related problem, general health-related questions are fair game here on the show. The only bad health question may be the one you're not asking. Just make it the Reader's Digest condensed version, making it fair for everyone else trying to get into the show. All right, our phone number again, nationwide, should you have a health comment or health-related question, 888-553-7262. Are you like me and regret ever having your tonsils removed? Or maybe you're just a person who says, God, it was the best thing in the world to have my tonsils removed. I was a lot better after it. Either one, it's fine. You can comment on that. That's fine with me. 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. And just a moment, we'll get back to that conversation. Then we'll go to your phone calls and questions. First this. This is a message going out to anybody who's listening to the sound of my voice right now who notices that at night, especially driving an automobile or a truck, you notice that you're not seeing as well as you used to, or you require more light when the sun goes down, even indoors, more light to read or see a television. If that's going on, you've got night vision issues, and there is a supplement for that out of the Terry Naturally Vitamins website called Healthy Night Vision. Don't be as blind as a bat, as they say. Find a way to get your night vision squared away so that you're safe and you can enjoy everything you see and you don't have to squint. Modern life is, it's tough on our eyes these days. We're constantly staring at screens, whether it's your smartphone, your cell phone, tic-tacking away with text messages or checking your Instagram or your Facebook or whatever it may be. Hours we spend out on computers, and time goes by. It's almost like a blur, literally. We are exposed to that blue light, which is being studied now and is well known. Blue light emanating from these electrical devices can, over time, damage your eyes, put stress on your vision, and cause eye strain and eye fatigue. Plus, your eyes are sensitive organs. When they see excessive stress on any level, especially coming from artificial light sources, it can cause oxidative damage. Oxidative damage is the equivalent to rust cellularly. Just like rust on iron, your eyes can also be damaged by stress. The bottom line is your eyes work hard day and night. If you've noticed occasional eye strain and glare, or especially while driving at night, you're not seeing as well as you used to, or you work on a computer, or you stare at your cell phone and work on it. In low light conditions, you're having trouble. Healthy Night Vision, the nutritional supplement, can help you. It's a comprehensive eye support formula combining powerful ingredients that work synergistically to support vision in low light conditions, alleviate occasional eye fatigue, support eye health while you're aging, and every one of us are, and maintain overall eye health. Thankfully, the right combination of eye-friendly nutrients can be noticeable, make a noticeable difference in the way that your eyes perform and function. Healthy Night Vision, that's the supplement. The company is Terry Naturally Vitamins, combining lutein, zeaxanthin, zinc, vitamin A, French grape seed extract, VX1, at ideal levels to support healthy vision for years to come. Your eyes work hard. Give them the nutrients they need to thrive. Healthy Night Vision. From Terry Naturally Vitamins, found in finer health food stores nationwide. You can also go over to their website, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, TerryNaturallyVitamins.com, or call them toll-free, 866-598-5487, 866-598-5487, for Healthy Night Vision, the supplement by Terry Naturally Vitamins. All right, we're on the topic of tonsillectomies. 500,000 of them a year are still performed in the United States. I contend that the vast majority of them are unnecessary. Now, some of them are necessary and can be life-changing for children who have obstructed throat issues going on, challenges, because they've been going on for a long time and nothing has been done to solve it, because there's reasons why the tonsils swell. These children, their immunity goes down because they're being fed junk food, fast foods. They're allowed to have refined sugars all day long and chocolates. And I know that when you eat chocolate, when your immune system is compromised, it just is like a perfect breeding ground for germs in the back of your throat. In fact, when I went through school to become a doctor, that's one of the things we did as we went through these labs. We had petri dishes that we worked with, and we put little germs, swabs of our own saliva in these petri dishes, and then we added something else to it. One petri dish may have been lemon, the next one is chocolate, the next one is dairy, the next one is soy. And we closed it up, came back the next day to see what kind of growth would happen with these agar petri dishes in substances with our own spit. Stirred into the agar formula along with other substances that we would come in contact with food-wise. And the one that was explosive the next day when we came back is when we put chocolate into these agar dishes with our saliva, which meant that the infections that were already in our throat, that our body was handling and keeping in control, was lit up after putting chocolate in the human body. And this is why a lot of these children get sick after they eat junk food. You see it often when it happens that right after Halloween. You see within hours or days or weeks, they get sick as heck, and some of them have to be hospitalized because they're so swollen in their tonsil area and their throat, and they got upper respiratory infection, conveyed deeper into their lungs, create lung infections, asthma exacerbations. And yet, if you know these things exist, and parents are being educated about it and can tell their patients, look, Johnny and Sally shouldn't have this stuff, because when they do, they get sick. There's a cause and effect here. So instead of giving them this, let's do something else. Let's feed them right. And they also, by the way, need things to clear these problems out here and now, like the Clear Kids nasal spray, and maybe have them sucking on zinc elderberry lozenges, making sure they're getting adequate vitamin D supplements, a little bit of iodine, some vitamin C. But keeping them away from sugar, which suppresses the immune system, and chocolate, and getting adequate sleep and hydration and structural care if necessary is the way to keep these children out of tonsillectomies. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you have brain fog and lack of energy during the day? If so, take back your vitality and clarity with all-natural Cola Gel. Newly discovered jellyfish collagen peptides that aids with brain and memory support. Cola Gel is all-natural with no side effects. Edible jellyfish collagen uniquely supplies the body with multiple collagen peptides and naturally occurring minerals that fuels our cellular system with energy-rich compounds. Jellyfish collagen is a nutritive formula that promotes optimum neurological activity and improves cognitive memory. Receive your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. That's longevitybynature.biz and enter promo code COLAGEL. K-O-L-L-A-J-E-L-L. Get your first bottle free plus shipping by visiting longevitybynature.biz, promo code COLAGEL. Eliminate brain fog and lack of energy with COLAGEL at longevitybynature.biz. That's longevitybynature.biz.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Take back my life song. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care.
And I welcome you back to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Now, if there's a weekend ever that you're out of pocket, out of the area you're in, and you can't get the radio show, and you want to listen to the show in the podcast library, which are recordings of the program, you can always do that over on my personal website at drbob.com. drbob.com. It's all there, plus a lot of news there that we post up throughout the week that you may not find anywhere else. We've been talking about tonsils, the importance of our tonsils, part of our immune system, and how I believe, as well as a lot of other health experts believe, tonsillectomies are unnecessary and can pose a great risk, both short and long term, to people who have their tonsils removed. And again, I'm not saying that every single tonsil that's removed is unnecessary. Some of them are so far gone because they are constantly observed, and doctors, you know, they throw antibiotics at it and they do this and that, and nothing works because they're not addressing the underlying reasons why these children got the tonsil infections in the first place. They're not modifying their behaviors, they're not looking at the environment they're in, they're not looking at what they're eating, how they're sleeping. None of those things are considered. So, of course, they don't have a chance to get better. And they just watch them while they get worse. And then they go, okay, well, what are we going to do? You're going to let the kid just suffer? Or we're just going to solve this problem. Get it out of there. You know, as though, you know, it was a flaw to begin with. Not good. All right. Let's go to your phone calls and questions now. Open topic on this or any other discussion you would like. Our number into the program nationwide, 888-553-7262. 1-888-55, Dr. Bob, 1-888-553-7262. First up is Teddy calling in from the state of Maryland. Welcome to the program, Teddy. Hello.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. You're very much appreciated, and I thank you for the service that you give each and one of us. I will confirm that tonsillectomies are very dangerous, but sometimes you do need surgery. But I just had a friend that her little grandson, he was in very good health, but he had a tonsillectomy and he did die. And also, here I am, 88 years old. I remember my tonsillectomy, which years ago, everybody had to have one. Mm-hmm. And I almost died when I had mine. I'm sure, I don't know what the prognosis was, but I was sick for a long time afterwards. So I just want to thank you for the good that you've done for everybody. And we love you, and I'm not going to hold you up anymore.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You're so sweet, Teddy. Thank you for that. And you're right. People don't understand. They think, well, it's just like a walk in a park. Go in, you have, you know, minor surgery, tonsillectomy. Really, any surgery's problematic. They can go really wrong. There's some benefits too. I mean, there are children who can, and parents that will tell you, and doctors will tell you, look, I mean, it changed their person's life to have their tonsils removed. Yeah, it did. Because they were so far gone after being observed so long that nothing was done, nothing. I mean, I have treated hundreds and hundreds of children that came in with tonsillectomies, and I can count on one hand out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them that ever needed any kind of surgical intervention. And of those two that I can recall, they were so far gone. These children were so compromised because the children had fooled around with allopathic medicine so long and antibiotics and things that just don't work, and they never really modified anything to rid the child of the interference that caused their tonsils and their immune system to go down in the first place. Nothing was said about their eating style, their home environment, their structural things, nothing. And when you move those impediments out of the way in these children, they get better fast. I mean, really fast. But they don't have that opportunity in conventional medicine, typically, which is a tragedy. All right. Again, thank you, Teddy, for your call. Next up, we say hello to Rebecca. She's calling in from the state of Utah. Welcome to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, Rebecca. Hello.
Hello, Dr. Bob. I, about 4 or 5 days ago, I had like a little bit of a sore throat. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, I mean, my nose was just running like a faucet. Mm-hmm. And now I've got this really bad cough. The stuff that's coming out of my nose and what I'm coughing up is just disgusting. And I don't know if it's a virus, I don't know what it is, but it's just not good.
Mm-hmm. What color is the mucus that's coming out, yellow or white or green?
No, it's kind of yellow.
Kind of yellow, okay. So it sounds like those are a sign that your white blood cells are winning the battle, actually, usually, when you start to see the yellowing where your white blood cells, it's a casualty of the fight between the organisms that hit you and your immune system hitting it back. The key here, Rebecca, most of these things are viral, but are you running a fever at all?
I think I was a couple days ago, but I'm not now. Mm-hmm. It's just that I'm...
Okay. Are you getting plenty of rest? Are you sleeping well?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, you'll recover.
I've been using that Clear Rescue.
Excellent.
It really brings that stuff up when I use it.
How often are you using the Clear Rescue nasal spray?
Oh, probably at least every hour.
Perfect.
It's been bringing it up.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, that has a whole lot of... You're on the right track. Stay hydrated. Get in and out of the hot bath plenty so that you can heat the body up. Get that fever going. Take supplements like some extra vitamin A, extra vitamin D, extra vitamin C with quercetin. And if you really want to cut that mucus back, start eating lots of spicy foods. All right, and I wish you well, Rebecca. Thank you for your phone call. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice gives me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Most people are shocked to learn that more than 50% of cancer patients who receive conventional chemotherapy die not from cancer, but because of the horrendous adverse side effects of chemotherapy. Furthermore, during routine cancer treatments, be it radiation or conventional chemotherapy, quality of life frequently drops to an all-time low. Thanks to advancements in holistic and integrative oncology, Brio Medical, a world leader in personalized cancer treatment programs utilizing safe, non-toxic cancer treatments and therapies, is now available. Brio Medical's state-of-the-art integrative and complementary cancer treatments can lead to better patient outcomes and reduce adverse side effects associated with conventional cancer care. Their team of medical doctors at Brio Medical provide comprehensive approaches to help cancer patients restore their ability to heal while directly targeting cancer cells. Call Brio Medical today, 844-411-2746. That's 844-411-BRIO or Brio, B-R-I-O, medical.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, we are finishing up this segment of this hour with people calling into this radio show looking for help in the area of health and wellness. And if you're in that arena yourself, if you are in need of help, I'm here for you, and I'll do my best to help you out. All you have to do is step over to your telephone and call our toll-free number and ask that vitally important question that you have on your mind, whether it's about yourself or somebody else in your life that you're going to take the information back to. That's fine. Here's the number into the program, 888-553-7262. Taking questions on the topic of health or health-related comments, 888-553-7262 or 1-888-55 Dr. Bob. Let's get back to the phones. Here's next is Robert calling in from Ontario. Welcome to the program, Robert. Hello.
If your parents had known about Arjol, you probably wouldn't have had to have your tonsils out.
Arjol.
Have you ever used that substance?
No, sir. What do you mean?
It's a little... Well, I don't think you can buy it anymore. Mm-hmm. It's A-R-G-R-O-L.
No, I'm not familiar with that. What is it?
Well, when we were kids, if we got a sore throat, my father would go to the drugstore and get Arjol.
Mm-hmm.
And he would paint our throat with that, and the next day we'd be all better.
Okay. I think what it is, what you're talking about is either something with iodine in it, or it's the old mercurium stuff that people used to. I know when I was growing up, the same thing happened. Yes, they painted each other's throats with this liquid. Was it red? You remember with the color of it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was either the iodine, which is one of the natural treatments, Robert. You're 100% correct. And we still do this today with organic iodine, food-grade iodine, with these children. They're often deficient, and iodine is a natural antiseptic that we can give them in a nasal spray delivery system. But we don't like to give them the Mercurical that used to, because it's got mercury in it, and that stuff is not good for you. We didn't know that way back then, but Mercurical apparently had that stuff in it. Not good. But it worked. That's what matters, and I think you prove it. There are things you can do to bring this around by just zapping the infection, but hopefully we can learn something as to why these children are getting these infections in the first place. Usually what they eat, what they're breathing, how they're not sleeping, how they're not being taken care of, not because the parents don't want to take care of them, they just don't know. Their doctors are not educating them about how to do it, how to keep their immune system strong and resilient so that they can blow right through these little organisms that they otherwise wouldn't if they weren't hitting on all eight cylinders immunologically. All right, Robert, thank you for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, hour number two is coming up. We're going to talk about this new COVID variant called Arcturus. You know about it? It's already affecting half of the United States. Stay with us. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision, and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us, at some point in time, have uttered the words, "I'm not seeing as well as I used to," or "I think I need stronger glasses." If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.